M-A-N.
Good morning, everybody, on this Tuesday edition of In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, and we are going to talk some county stuff. We are here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Welcome to the studios on this. It's so summer out there right now, isn't it?
It is. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Talking about budget issues. Where normally the summer is kind of an off time for people. That is not so for you guys. This is crunch time. The state just kind of is wrapping up its budget stuff, but we still got a few things to do here at the county level. And Ben, looking at kind of a lot of preliminary stuff with the budget, and we kind of have an idea of how we're looking, especially when we're talking about the mill levy.
Right. So our budget process happens mostly over the summer, like you said, and especially the month of June. This year and in future years, it's a little bit earlier than in the past because of the tax lid, and we have to have the budget pretty much finalized earlier so that we would have time for an election if we need to. But yeah, things are looking actually pretty good this year, and we shouldn't need to do a tax lid election. Still trying to figure out exactly how to prioritize the spending, but I'm hopeful we can have some kind of a tax decrease actually this year in the and property tax rates.
And looking at, and these are all just preliminary numbers, and there's still some finalization that needs to happen, but looking at a mill levy decrease about 1.4 this year so far.
Right. So if we take all the requests so far, along with all our projected revenues besides property tax, the difference that we need property taxes to make up would be 1.4 mils less than in previous years, which would translate to $800,000 or $900,000. Now, that's very tentative at this point because we may end up deciding to spend that money on something else or put it in savings. There are a number of things that if we spend money now, we can save money in the long term. We might decide to put that in savings, put it in the capital improvement fund because we have a lot of big capital expenses coming up. We could use it to pay down debt, but we haven't really discussed that yet with the commission, but we will be in the next week or so.
You get Brady Bowman here with Riley County Commissioner Ben Wilson and Budget and Finance Officer Tammy Robinson. Any questions, comments, concerns, give us a call, 75-537-1350. And Tammy, what's kind of the big things that are different, I guess, looking at this budget so far compared to what we saw last year?
Do you mean like the tax lid that we're dealing with? Or are you talking
that
about...
That is a big difference, isn't it, with this year?
Yeah, that's our main thing that we're dealing with this year. Completely different from the past, and it is required. So we did go through that, and based on the calculations we have, it does appear, as Ben had said, that there will not be an election requirement. May tweak that just a little bit based on decisions that are made in the next week and a half. But at this point, from our base levy, along with adjustments that the state allows, it does come down to a favorable outcome of no election. So that was pretty significant. And it was relatively difficult working through a lot of different calculations and a lot of things that you had to take into play and discuss with several of the department heads. So that was, they were very supportive on that level and got the information to me as quickly as possible.
And I understand that. I guess when you're really looking at the tax lid, you're talking about some of those adjustments and those difficulties with some of those adjustments. Is a lot of that just because of some of the gray area that there is with exemptions and kind of what fits where sometimes?
That is. And so you want to really look at those closely because whatever you start with this year as your base year, you want to make sure you're consistent in the following years. And, I mean, of course, you can't ever predict what the future has, so there may be some things that we have to consider in future years. But at this point in time, we hit it pretty hard on all of the exemptions that we could possibly take to help get us to the point where there would not be an election requirement and it would not be unfavorable for the citizens either.
And just kind of to review for some listeners who maybe hearing about this tax lid and not really understanding what it's kind of about, it was something that was passed by the state, I believe, what was that, 2-3 years ago now, something like that?
Seems like it was 2 years ago, but...
Sometimes it seems like it was 10 years ago. But just recently, and basically the state said that, kind of like it sounds, they put a lid on what cities and counties could do as far as their property taxes in relation to... Was it the CPI is kind of what they were going with more, the consumer price index?
Yeah, that is an adjustment that is taken into account as well.
Yeah, and the idea behind the tax lid is saying you can't raise taxes more than inflation and growth in the tax base. And that's basically what this worksheet is that Tammy's worked through, which most of you can't see over the radio, but Tammy has a 3-page worksheet in front of her that looks something like a tax form.
It's very scary. I'm just going to say, as a man that wasn't really much into math classes growing up, this is a very frightening few pieces of paper for me.
Yeah. I guess some of the highlights, though, are you get a 1.4% increase for inflation, which is an average of the past 5 years CPI. Correct. And then it was 2% or something that was growth in the tax base and properties that have changed classification. I worked out that number on Saturday, but I don't think I saw where
it's the 2.05%.
Oh, there we go. So the tax lid caps us at some funds get separated out, like emergency services.
I think police.
Right.
Was one of those exemptions as well?
Yes.
Ambulance, although we're actually seeing a decrease instead of an increase in the ambulance, so that doesn't affect us this year.
And the debt service as well, that's another thing that's taken into account.
And there's been a lot of adjustments made to the tax lid, at least compared to the very first version we saw. It seems like there was a lot of pushback at first. Obviously, this was a... It feels like maybe relations with the state are a little better now that everybody knows that the state's funded. But before, when the tax lid was put on, it was a lot of pushback from county folks, city folks, really across the state, because they were having a hard time seeing the justification with the state having its budget issues, self-created budget issues, and had a hard time swallowing that pill of the state telling cities and counties how to run their budget when the state was having all sorts of problems with their budget.
Right. There are a lot of county commissioners across the state that didn't like the state telling them what they can and can't do at the local level, especially when the state is raising taxes and is doing a poor job with its budget, while the county level for years has been doing pretty well with managing money. And yeah, it kind of rubs you the wrong way for someone who's not doing it well to tell you that you need to do it better when you're already doing it better than they are.
And if anything, from what I understand from yesterday's meeting, is going through this process in a way maybe kind of proved to people that, no, you guys are being tight with money and responsible with money, because I believe it was you guys were $900,000 below where you needed to be if to have an election if you were going to need one. Is that
correct?
Right?
Correct. It was approximately the $900,000. So... Yeah, it did turn out much better than we had even hoped. I mean, we were thinking there would probably be no election requirement, but it actually turned out even better. The department heads were very diligent about making sure that they budgeted the necessary funds.
And I know all three of you guys, yourself, Ron Wells, and Marvin Rodriguez, had a lot of praise for department heads yesterday.
Yes. We as commissioners really can't take too much credit for how the budget looks so far, because it's just what the department heads have requested to fund their needs, along with projected revenues coming in. It seems like every year you have at least one big issue of, well, we have to raise taxes this year because whatever, the state's cutting income to us, or we have a big increase in our ambulance fees or insurance or whatever. But this year there was really no big increase like that. So, yeah, it's
makes your jobs a little easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just the department heads have done a good job and do a good job managing things, plus a good dose of luck or providence or whatever you want to call it. Gave us a good year this year.
All right, you know, with that, let's go ahead and go into our first break here on this Tuesday edition of In Focus. We'll talk a little more budget. We'll also get into the ambulance issues. That's a lot of interesting stuff there. Be back after the break. You're on In Focus.